T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, we have quite a prize for you today on Stump the Millennial. It's a 4-pack of tickets to the Phillies and Mets, Sunday, August 8th. First pitch, 1:05. It's Toyota Roy Halladay Retirement Day. All fans receive a Halladay retired number statue. How about that? A 4-pack for Mikey.
Yeah, I mean, listen. We've been getting out some pretty good prizes the last couple of weeks.
No doubt about it.
I mean, 4-pack to games last week with Jack and James Seltzer. That was awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't let the show get hot.
All right. So today playing Stump the Millennial is Mo from Newtown. What up, Mo?
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Mo. We're gonna ask Jack a question. He will think about it. You're gonna decide whether he gets it correct or if we stump the millennial. If you're correct, you win the prize. Got it?
Got it. Thanks.
All right, Mo, hang on a second. All right, Jack.
Why'd you say it like that?
All right,
you said
Jack.
That like, you said that like Doug.
All right, Jack.
Wow.
It's because we were just talking about a Doug out there.
Oh, yeah?
Doug. All right, Jack. Actress Sally Struthers is 73 years old today. Sally Struthers starred in a TV program that is considered by many to be one of the best of all time. And I will even give you a little hint past that.
Uh-oh.
Probably a good idea.
Okay. It aired late 70s. All right? Original. So it was released in the 70s. It ended in the late 70s. All right? So just think.
Somebody was born in the mid-90s.
So just think about it.
Sally sells seashells down by the seashore.
There you go.
So just think about it.
Sure.
Considered by many to be one of the all-time television shows of all time. Her name is Sally Struthers. Think about it for a second. Mo, this shouldn't be a hard decision for you. Does he get it correct or do we stump the millennial?
Unless he's bluffing, I think we stump the millennial on this one.
Ooh, could he be bluffing? That's a good one.
I don't think so.
All right, Jack.
All right. Sally Struthers, you said her name was?
Yes.
Yes.
Obviously, she was obviously in the Jeffersons.
Oh, that is a great guess, but incorrect. You win!
Yeah!
Mo! Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Enjoy those tickets. Hang on a second.
It's actually a good guess.
Yeah, I almost feel like Mo wins, but you should get some extra credit for getting it. It's All in the Family, which was Jefferson's was a spinoff of All in the Family. But
yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sally Struthers famous for what other than being in All in the Family, Ike?
The March of Dimes?
Whatever the commercial
yeah,
is.
Yeah, whatever that commercial was.
Yes.
Yeah, with the
poor the children from other countries that need the money. And it's been on for a while, so they're obviously getting the money for the children.
Oh, man, listen, as a kid, I was traumatized by those pictures, man, those commercials.
Me too.
Yeah.
I couldn't turn it off fast enough. I don't need to see that. All right, no. Sally Struthers, 73. Gloria from All in the Family.
Gloria!
Edith! Did you ever watch All in the Family, Jack? Probably not. I mean, probably not. And then later it was Archie Bunker's place after the rest of the cast was gone and Archie had a year or two. So that's what I remember watching was Archie Bunker's place. But I've watched many episodes of All in the Family. And by the way, Jack Fritz, we don't stop with Stump the Millennial because he's going to be participating in his own marathon, which is only a mile. But the Philadelphia Marathon Weekend happens November 20th and the 21st. Go register to run at PhiladelphiaMarathon.com. 4 events, the AACR Philadelphia Marathon, Dietz & Watson Philadelphia Half Marathon, Rothman 8K, and the Duncan Munchkin Run. Again, it is PhiladelphiaMarathon.com. Jack is going to be trying to run an 8-minute mile. That's during our show, August 11th. Larry Anderson and Scott Fransky will be on the call live from the studio. We invite all of Jack's fans or haters to come down here. We're at 24th and Market and get along the 1 mile route. And,
cheer him on.
And to cheer him on, yes.
Oh, okay.
They can hand him water like they do in the marathons.
Yes. Throw stuff at him.
Yes.
No, I don't do that, but yeah.
Yell at him.
Yeah.
Like, come on, Jack.
Yeah, pick it up.
So, again, that's August 11th.
I like that. I might have to go down there and get along the route.
So we could get you on a microphone to report live.
Yeah. He's coming up on this turn. Yeah, I can go like get ahead of you.
Right.
And see
me.
And Larry Anderson has said that this as far as his broadcasting career, this is probably the biggest event he's going to be doing over the World Series broadcast in 08 and 09.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure he's excited. I don't know why he wouldn't be excited. It's a chance to roast me, which everyone seems to like to do, and we'll go from there. After yesterday, I'm sure everyone from New Jersey is going to be there.
Good point.
Dude, I tell you what. I didn't realize how prideful they were from being from New Jersey. Like, they got so worked up about tomatoes. It's like, they're just tomatoes.
I know they did.
Oh, well, yeah, you went to the, yeah. You. Yeah.
I saw a couple notifications on my phone. I didn't check into it, but Jack was going to the, I'm just trying to have some fun.
This guy was like, go play in traffic. I was like.
New Jersey
traffic. I was like, listen, man, I was just having some fun. It's just tomatoes. It'll be all right.
Yes.
Well, according to our Twitter poll, 67.9% better drivers in Pennsylvania. That's with 3,200 votes. So,
the Jersey people showed up to the polls, huh?
No,
Pennsylvania.
Jersey.
Yes,
PA
New Jersey. Only 32% say they're better drivers than New Jersey.
I did not hear that. Well, something's wrong with my hearing today.
There you go.
But you did catch me saying Jalen Hurts and not Jalen Reagor, which
that's
I
right.
Appreciate.
We were right. So there is nothing wrong with my hearing today. Yeah, I thought I was wrong.
It's
about
selective
that.
Hearing.
Yes.
I mean, my wife has that problem. Selective hearing.
Yeah.
Let's take a phone call. We have the text line coming up in 5 minutes. I'm going to give you some Eagles over unders. All right, Charles in Riverside. Charles,
I just have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Saturday's my birthday, okay? And I would love to get Deshaun Watson because if you want to win now, you're going to have to get somebody now. If you want to wait for Hurts, whatever you think he's really, really that good, you think he's got a chance? I don't think so. I think he's a minor league quarterback. I really don't. I don't even think he's a pro quarterback. I really, really don't. And also, the Phillies trade deadline is Saturday, okay? Do you see them getting anybody?
Friday. It's actually because normally, Charles, it's the 31st, but they want to make it on a Friday instead of a weekend. So it's actually the 30th, which is Friday. Mm-hmm. I do see them making a couple of minor moves. I do. I wouldn't expect a blockbuster.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how we feel. All right. The over-unders for the Philadelphia Eagles here, and this is an online book that put this out there, and like kind of surprised by some of these numbers as I scroll through to get to it. So they have an over-under set for Jalen Hurts passing yards at 3,700.5. Over-under passing yards for Hurts, 3,700. Ike, over-under?
Over.
Really?
Yeah.
So you get the extra game, too, which you have to account for.
Well, yes.
So that would be an average of like 200 and some odd yards a game. Over under, Jack, 3,700.5?
It feels high. It really does.
Which tells me to take the.
Right.
Well, feels 3,700 in 17 games is high?
By the way,
but he's
got to stay healthy.
Guys healthy and the running yards, and plus Flacco might be quarterback one.
By comparison, Carson Wentz is his 4,000 even, 4,000.5.
Well, did you see his practice today?
I did not.
Apparently, he's 1 for 5, and he's overthrowing players.
Oh, there you go.
I did see that he wasn't accurate. He had zip on the ball, but not accurate.
There you go.
That sounds about right.
Jalen Hurts, total TD passes, 21.
That sounds about right.
It does sound about right. I would, if you asked me a number, I'd say 22. So I guess I would slightly go over. All right, total interceptions, Jalen Hurts, 12.5.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it's a good number. Total rushing yards, Jalen Hurts, 675.
If he plays 17 games, I'd go over.
Over, agreed. Yeah, if it's 50 a game, he's going over that. Total rushing touchdowns, 7, Jalen Hurts.
Good number.
Yeah, I'll go over on that. See, what this is telling me is
how many did he have last year? 4.
I mean, if you look at his rushing totals from last year.
Yeah, I mean, he had a couple in the Washington game, right? He had two.
He had two, yeah.
He ran over the guy in Arizona. Remember that?
Three, yeah.
And I think did he have one in the Saints game?
So he had...
Right, four, yeah.
He had 63 rushes for 354 yards last year and three touchdowns.
Yeah, okay.
So that's in four games or four-plus games right there. All right, another one. Jalen Hurts, Miles Sanders, over under 1,000 yards even.
Over.
Total rushing touchdowns, 6.5.
Over.
Devontae Smith, receiving yards, 775.
Good number.
Yeah, I see about 800, right?
Okay, over.
Okay, Devontae Smith, total receiving touchdowns, 5.
Good number.
Rager, 675 total receiving yards. Wow.
Okay.
Rager, 4 receiving touchdowns.
Sounds about right.
Dallas Goedert, 725 yards.
Sounds about right. Over.
I'll take the under on that. Goedert receiving touchdowns, 5.
Sounds about right.
Fletch, total sacks, 6.5.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, Brandon Graham, 8, which also sounds about right.
Okay.
How many in the first
under.
Half?
We're under. Well, yeah. Right. Exactly. All right, our Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville on Route 309. Online, marks-jewelers.com. If you're looking to get engaged, Mark's Jewelers is the place to go. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Let's get to the text line.
Text line.
I hear Hurts looked inaccurate today, and the Birds still won't name him the starter. I also keep hearing that Hurts' best attributes are the intangibles. I hope everyone enjoys the intangibles parade down Broad Street as we celebrate the intangible championship in February. Tom from Abington.
So Tom is not a Hurts guy, Jack?
Yeah, I can't get a read on Tom. I mean, he was very much in on the Carson, you know.
And
it's tough to commit to another quarterback, you know?
Well, I mean, no, he's right. And this is not me knocking Jalen Hurts, but when you talk about a player's intangibles more than you do his actual attributes, that is a little bit of a flag. It just means that you aren't wowed by those things. You're impressed. These are some good things that he does. Like, there should be, he can make every throw. He has a strong enough arm, get the ball down the field. He processes information very fast. He knows the goal with the football. Like, those are the things that you want to hear the quarterback being talked about. He has command of the huddle when he's at the line of scrimmage. He knows how to get us out of bad plays and get us into a good play. Remember all those things they used to say about Wentz?
Yep. You don't hear the same things about.
I'm just saying, these are the things they sold you on how Wentz's mind as a quarterback was the first couple years of his career until he got injured.
It was Peyton pre-snap.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you talk about a guy that's your franchise quarterback.
Right, and that's why he was the number two pick, and this is why Jalen's the 53rd overall pick.
They talk about a lot more of the hard work, in the building first, out of the building last, intangibles.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear about him squatting 600 pounds. Please don't tell me that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, have they said anything about him throwing the football? Like,
no!
Oh, great throwing the football.
No. No, they haven't.
That could be a problem, Mike. All right, what's next?
Oh, so now everyone's okay with the Phils punting the deadline, but I say, if we don't, we don't. Everyone melts down. Andy from his mansion in Maryland.
If we don't, we don't.
Fair point.
He's still under contract too, right?
Yeah.
McPhail, he's still, what's he making a year, Jack? 5?
Too much.
He's a nice fella, but, yeah. You know, I kind of miss seeing him. It's not nice, Jack. Not seeing him down at the ballpark eating lunch like we used to when we used to do the broadcast.
I got to be honest, I haven't missed him or Matt Klintak this year. Neither one of them.
All right, me neither. What's next?
My biggest takeaway from the Sirianni press conference was that there's no way they can let that guy near a casino. He'll be doubling down all night long. Hank and Voorhees.
He said, I'm doubling down.
Frank, what are you going to do about this?
He said, I'm doubling down.
Started off 1-5.
Oh, man.
Howie's like, yeah, remember, you started off 1-5 in Indy, remember?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
The players right now are attacking rest.
Everything's going to be an attack. I'm gonna go home and attack dinner because I'm starving, Ike.
It's a good idea.
With his feet, we're obsessed with it.
Is that about Rex Ryan?
I don't know the I actually don't know the context of that. What was he talking about?
It was about Jalen Hurts' feet footwork.
Footwork in the pocket.
Yeah, not his arm, but.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh yeah, it's a great footwork, right? Yeah, they talk about anything but him throwing the football. That's such a great point. That's very troubling. All right, anything else, Jack?
Need Mad Mike to call in and debate with Positive Mike from Baltimore. Jeff and Delco.
Good point, Jeff. Positive Mike in Baltimore. I've went at it with him a couple times for being too positive. But he's very positive. It's better than being like Mike, Mad Mike, who's just angry about everything. So,
well, he's consistent.
He's very consistent. Both are consistent. Both Mikes are consistent. So Mike in Baltimore shouldn't be Mike in Baltimore. He should be the opposite of Mad Mike, Happy Mike.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's next?
I'm 66 years old with a bypass in my femoral artery, and I can walk 1.1 miles in 16 minutes and 5 seconds. So Fritzy boy, don't break your arm patting yourself on the back if you do that 8-minute mile. Ted in the Northeast.
I kind of expected that to be Howard.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
I walked to Tampa.
Right.
But I mean, if you just, I'm just going. Just on Google, because I haven't ran in a while, and I won't run ever again. But like if you search for an average mile time, it's above 8 minutes just for an average mile. I think it's like 9 or 10 minutes for an average mile. So we're asking Jack to do better than the average mile.
Yeah, well, and I will say this about me: all I do is very average. It's just about everything I do is very average. So I'm trying to be right in the average, you know, kind of bracket.
That's going to get you 10 minutes.
Yeah,
not
no,
eight.
No shot.
No, I've already been under 10 minutes. I'm hoping for an 8:30.
So what are we looking at?
No shot.
What are we looking at odds wise?
I don't like that negativity.
So
well,
Jet,
I'm just saying 8 minutes is dude. You know how fast you got to be going to do that?
Fast?
Yeah, well, I've been motoring around Westchester.
We're gonna see just how much you've been motoring around Westchester.
Well, see, but here's now many people have said that if you're really working hard, you should be able to do it. And while I agree, sure, but at the same time, I've also been very inactive for 7 years. Like we're talking about barely moving.
Jack, you're still in your mid 20s, man.
No,
what are we talking about?
It doesn't matter. Also, I have a bad body, got bad genetics, and that's my parents' fault.
We don't disagree with that.
Yeah, it's unfair.
But see, Jack, here's the thing. Like, and here's where you have to get in the psyche of Jack. He's running and he knows how far he's running, but he's not timing himself.
No, but I timed myself last week.
But so freaking run a mile and tell us how long it takes.
I'm getting all worked up. I'll time it tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
That's what I'm saying, because I don't think you could take where you're like you gave it all that you can and it was 11 minutes and 30 seconds and you'll just quit.
I already told you last week. I was at 0.9 miles at 8 minutes.
Yeah, I hear you. I just think 8 minutes is tough to do.
Yeah, listen, when we made the bet,
yeah,
I didn't realize how fast 8 minutes was.
Yeah, that's
now, apparently, everyone's telling me, like, willpower will do it. It's like, no, it won't.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to help.
Yeah, willpower.
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, willpower's not going to do anything.
All right, what else do we have, Jack?
So after day one of camp, Crazy Howie's Quarterback Factory and Poor Personnel Emporium is open for business. Nick Sirianni is the most aggressive mammal since the Wolverine. The guy attacks rest. And finally, Elliott Shore Park should be sponsored by Depends. Because he's always charting at Eagles practice. Maybe he should cover the Browns? Scott from Delco.
Text line. He said I'm doubling down.
You can hear that Western New York accent and how he says it. All right, that's the text line, which was excellent. I was looking forward to Zach Wheeler was supposed to pitch tonight, right? Tonight for the Phillies, Jack?
Yeah, because I think Velasquez is tomorrow, but it's officially a doubleheader starting at 12:05 tomorrow.
It is.
Oh, it is a doubleheader
tomorrow.
Yeah,
12:05, yeah.
So we're off work.
Oh! We'll see.
Yeah, unless they must figure they're going to be able to get in.
Oh, we're off work tomorrow, bro.
Get in the game.
Tell Kepler?
Yeah.
They're going to get two games in, and we're going to get a show in before 6?
Yeah, it's a two and a half hour game.
Uh-huh.
So you'll be on the air
it's
5:30.
A half hour in between games.
Yeah, right.
On the air at 5:30.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
Well,
I think your tee time's probably safe there, pal.
Yeah, as long as the rain holds off free there.
Yeah,
right?
That's all I really care about. I actually want to come in and work tomorrow.
Yes, yeah.
We got an Eagles practice to cover.
I hope you enjoy final out tomorrow.
Could be as they wrap up day one of Eagles practice, which is it's always fun. As Joe and John were down there today, and so the feed to Sirianni was cutting out a little bit. I was listening, so James and John Ritchie had to then jump on the mic until the feed to the press conference got restored. And I was like, where the hell's Joe DeCamera? What's he in, like a porta potty somewhere? But then you heard him at the end of the practice where you got a Joe DeCamera question. Mm-hmm. And what was the question? Because it was a question that I was hoping was going to be asked.
It's not about the competition, the open competition. Is it actually an open competition for quarterback?
And he asked when he's going to name a starter.
And when will you name the week one starter?
And Nick was like, oh, well, before the first game. Mm-hmm. You know, he had no problem answering that question. It wasn't bad at all. As Ike, the reaction is coming in on Woj's tweet of that it looks like, and listen, I don't know if it's going to happen before the draft or not. It seems like a great opportunity, but, you know, Daryl Morey needs to be able to get something back for Ben Simmons. But Woj tweets out a short while ago, a couple hours ago now, that Sixers continue to canvas. Love him using canvas. Sixers continue to canvas the league for Ben Simmons trades. Armed with a steep asking price, Simmons and his agent, Clutch CEO Rich Paul, are in step with a move elsewhere. Draft night is always an idea vehicle for a deal, but talks could continue into summer. So, Sixers are looking for a trade, and Rich Paul and Ben Simmons are in step with a move elsewhere. So, feels like it's just a matter of when it's going to happen and where he's going to go.
Yeah, I disagree.
With what?
I still think this is a move that's too hard to make. You need one of those star players to want to force their way here. That's the move Daryl Morey wants to make. That's the move he wants to make. I think part of this is, you know, to create interest in this dull draft that's coming up tomorrow that no one knows about, doesn't know any of the players. And so it'll be bantied about, will Ben Simmons be traded tonight? Will he be traded? That's just some fodder to have prior to the draft. Just like with the NFL draft. Will Aaron Rodgers get traded? Will Russell, no, none of these guys are getting traded. Ben Simmons isn't being traded tomorrow. Is all of a sudden Portland ready to trade Damian Lillard?
No.
All right, is Washington ready to trade Bradley Beal? Then why would Daryl Morey be in a rush to do a trade anytime soon? He's better off waiting this thing out until one of those opportunities sort of plays itself out.
Oh, he will be, if he does make another trade and then all of a sudden Dame says, yeah, on second thought, trade me, he's going to be like, well, damn.
Yeah, I just.
What did we just do?
And Ben Simmons, tell me the team that's out there clamoring to get Ben Simmons. Who has something that we want. Yes, San Antonio wants Ben Simmons. They don't have anything else.
Yep.
But if you're a team that's looking to possibly trade for Ben Simmons, I think we all remember the last time we saw Ben Simmons. It was in the playoffs. What, the other GMs are blind? They weren't in the country? They couldn't. The TVs didn't work? Did they not watch Ben Simmons in that series? So what GM is, oh, I got to get that guy on my team. That's the missing piece. If I'm a GM on another team, I want to see him play before I say I want to go trade for him. Did he work on his game this offseason? How does it apply to his game now? See, that's why it would have been good to see him in the Olympics. He needs to showcase he is a much improved player before another team says, you know what, I'll take Ben Simmons and give you what you want for him. Of course somebody will take him for nothing. If you want to take their bad contracts back just because you want to get him off your books. But if you want the star player to pair with Joel Embiid, what team out there is clamoring to get Ben Simmons right now? I just don't buy it. I think it's all rumors.
I guess we'll find out.
Yep.
Coming up next, Joe, a full 4 hours of Giglio.
I'm excited about that.
How about that? Does that mean is Howard going to come on with him tonight? Tomorrow night.
It's a Wednesday.
You know, with baseball, it doesn't get on as much.
I know.
There you have it. All right, Giglio's coming up next. We may or may not talk to you tomorrow as a doubleheader is scheduled for the Phillies, but we will talk to you. Everybody have a great night and see you. But let's talk about BetMGM for a second because as the summer heats up, so does sports betting action at BetMGM. Sign up now using bonus code MARKS and your first wager is risk-free. Up to $600. Place your bets on all the exciting showdowns in Major League Baseball, MLS, and more sports from around the globe. And when you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. From breathtaking goals to colossal home runs, the King of Sportsbooks takes every play to a new level of excitement. So simply download the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com and use the bonus code MARKS, M-A-R-K-S, to get back up to $600 on your very first wager.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.